the military has actually been on the sidelines since they handed power to Morsi a year ago. It seems that they are now coming back into the picture by having issued an ultimatum to him to basically respond to the popular demands of the millions of people who've demonstrated in the street. As you know, Morsi has categorically rejected the military's ultimatum, invoking that he is the supreme commander of the armed forces, and as such, their ultimatum is not binding and is meaningless.
As you rightly said, President Morsi has cited his constitutional legitimacy.
Yes.
Whether we like it or not, he was elected.
Yes, there is absolutely no doubt that he was elected as president, but one has to always remember the circumstances under which that happened. He was elected as president with a very slim majority. In fact, his election was probably as much contested as the election that brought George W. Bush to the presidency over Al Gore. In addition to that, also, the military played a major role in handing him power. It looks now that they are changing their mind.
How united are the anti-Morsi forces? In other words, I would say that if Morsi was to step down today,
yes,
would this opposition rule Egypt without the Muslim Brotherhood?
This is a very, very good and perceptive question, and I'm not sure that anybody will have the answer to it. So the first part of your question is, how united is the opposition? My immediate response to you would be that the opposition is completely united in removing Morsi. Do they have an alternative? They have different alternatives, and hence they are not united in what happens after they remove Morsi. So there's a very good number of the opposition who, in fact, would like to remove Morsi, but also do not want the military to come back to power. That is an impossible equation, because for them to remove Morsi, they need the military. Now, I think that the only hope is the agenda that the organizers of these demonstrations, particularly of the movement which is called Tamarud, which means to rebel, that they actually have a plan, and it's a very sensible plan. Their plan is that the head of the constitutional court can rule temporarily under some kind of military rule in which the military will secure, you know, the streets and bring back, you know, the absent security that have plagued the Egyptian cities for the past year, and that that particular constitutional court will be in charge of coming up with a committee that would redraft the constitution for a vote by the public and for elections within a limited period of time of only 3 months. Now, that plan may be unrealistic, but I think it's the only hope that the Egyptian people have today.
What can the United States or the international community do in this instance? For example, the United States continues to say that it is committed to the democratic process in Egypt.
Again, that's a very good question. You notice that President Obama supposedly contacted President Morsi and emphasized the issue of legitimacy and the democratic process. And in a sense, you can interpret that as that the United States will stand behind President Morsi because he's the elected representative of Egypt. The problem that you have right now is that Morsi has lost all forms of legitimacy, at least according to the Egyptian courts.